This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Switching up a little bit there with the music because we're going to be talking a lot of business.
We are.
During this hour. We got Director of Economic Development for Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, Trent Armbrust, in for Lyle Butler, usually Lyle's spot, but he's a busy guy.
He's in Des Moines at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference. Checking out what's happening in Des Moines.
Okay, yeah, it's good that he's there then.
It's good that he's there, yes.
And it's good that you're here.
It is great to be here, Brady.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as usual, we'll kind of go over some of the business openings in the area and talk about some other events and all sorts of stuff going on. Even though everybody always thinks summer is always a downtime for everybody, I keep finding out with every guest I have on, that's usually not the case.
Yeah, there is no slow time in Manhattan, and we're fortunate. Opening soon. Fortunately, we continue to have a lot of activity in Manhattan, and I think a lot of people have noticed that Harbor Freight is open, and that's the old Hastings space. And if you haven't been in there, check out all the tools. You need to do that. Great shop and great addition to the community. Also, 502 Media has relocated to their new location on Points Avenue upstairs above Steve's Floral, and they have a beautiful space up there. And then we also have some businesses that are about to open. You can see that Ross is about to open. People are seeing the signs out for Ross out in the Plaza de Maria, which is out by the Academy Sports, and that's, again, very close. And then also a new one that's coming in where Smashburger used to be by Hy-Vee is Firehouse Subs, and they're very close as well.
I think they got all the signage going.
And you can if you peek in the window, you can see that most of the work is done. So we've got quite a bit of activity there. As everyone knows, Old Navy's already open. We've also got a new Kia car dealership that's about to open out on Highway 24 in Heritage South. And that is a new dealership for us. It's an out-of-town group that's taking over the old Aaron's furniture space and remodeling that. So you'll start seeing cars out there as well for that new dealership. And then if you go out to Vanesta and you go out in that area, you can see the new Wainwright Eye Care building that has started to come out of the ground. You can see the steel up in the air. So we've got a lot of construction going on.
I think what's key in some of those that you've already mentioned is that a lot of those are spaces that have been vacant for some time and have finally kind of been filled out because they're key spots.
They are key spots, and that's really important that we continue to fill vacant spaces and make sure that we continue to invest in Manhattan, and that's what's great about each one of these is continual investment. You take other investments that are going on, you go out to the Manhattan Business Park, and you've got the new Pioneer Seed building that is completed, and you can see the semis parked out there. And then you can also look to the north in that park, and you'll see the new Kansas Gas Service building going up, or One Gas, and that building is, the steel is up and the siding is going on, and that is heading towards an opening here this fall. So we've got a lot of activity. We'll continue to work on getting more activity.
That's kind of a common phrase, right? Steel is up.
That's been a common phrase in Manhattan
for a couple of years.
You know, and also very exciting on the north edge of campus is the foundation Phase 2 building, and that's, you know, looking towards a September opening. Excited to have a locally owned restaurant in there, and that'll be Blue Stem Grill. So if you're familiar with Blue Stem Bistro down in Aggieville and Kevin Pierce and the great product he puts out, he'll have a new restaurant in there. And then they're working on office tenants to fill that building up. So very excited with a lot of new additions.
I had one of their breakfast burritos the other day. I think I was getting a shirt made of thread or something like that.
Yep.
Was waiting on a shirt, so I was thinking, you know what? Let's just go right across the street.
Keep supporting the whole group, right?
Have a little cappuccino or something and check out their food offerings. And I got there too early or too late for their main sandwich items, or I guess maybe the weekend the sandwich items are a little different. So they suggested this breakfast burrito. Mm-hmm. Great suggestion.
And
it was huge, too.
Okay. They like the advertisement thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're welcome.
You know, also we've got under construction, like the new First Christian Church out on Grand Mirror Parkway. So again, all the construction activity is really positive for Manhattan, and we'll continue to have opening soons every month for you.
Any others?
No, I think that's on Ed on the list today. But again, the activity is strong, and the list will continue to grow in the future.
It usually does.
So we're very, yep.
Here with Director of Economic Partnership or Development, getting mixed up with Marty Veneer now. with Trent Armbrust, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Do want to remind folks, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And, you know, one thing I want to touch on, Trent, we didn't talk about this before we went on air, but you recently spoke at a recent Manhattan City Commission meeting and talking about really kind of the update for the chamber and some things there. And you talked about laboratory space, and you focused on that. If you wanted to kind of touch more on what you told city commissioners.
Sure, happy to. The situation in Manhattan is really getting to a critical point regarding laboratories as MBAF comes online, as Kansas State University continues to develop, as we continue to build that innovation and entrepreneurial atmosphere, as we try to leverage things like the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, the USDA facilities that we have, all of that biosciences that we have in Manhattan, and we want to bring more businesses, more private sector laboratories into Manhattan. We have no laboratory space to put them. We have one space left that's in Manhattan that's 800 square feet. That's all the lab we have left. And the companies that are coming in aren't looking to build. They want to lease a facility. So unless we have a product for them to lease, they physically cannot locate in Manhattan. So it's a critical investment. Laboratory is very, very expensive to develop. And that's part of the issue of the private sector supplying all the laboratory, is that the risk is very high because you may hold it for a long, long time empty before you find a client. But we know from demand over the last few years that demand is coming in. We just don't know always who it is or when it's going to hit. So we need to find a way in a public-private partnership or maybe more public investment to invest in more laboratories so that we have the spaces available that when the companies approach us, we can show them a facility and they can choose to locate in Manhattan. So laboratories are a really big issue for us, and it's an area that we want to grow in. It's one of our target industries to grow in, but we don't have the physical infrastructure to accommodate them at this point.
Exactly, because you mentioned kind of all the entities that we have here with K-State, just K-State in general, that's almost enough of incentive for some more laboratory space. And you have MBATH on top of that and everything that they're planning on with the corridor, the North Manhattan corridor.
Yep.
Over there, that's going to be pretty key here in the future. And it would be kind of a struggle to do that. So is that something that a lot of entities, whether it's the county, city, and K-State, partner up on something? Or
That's really the next step, right, is just building that partnership and finding the resources. It may be a combination of who has the property, who has the dollars to put into the actual structure. Are there private investors that want to partner with us and be part of that, just to understand the risk and the investment it takes up front? So we're exploring all options and really all locations around campus. There isn't one identified location. Really, and an advantage of Manhattan is we're small enough that it can be in most places in Manhattan and you're within 10 to 15 minutes of campus. So that makes it easy for us. We can look at multiple locations, but again, finding that partnership to create the investment, to actually create the physical asset, is the next step for us. And you look at, you know, you mentioned Kansas State University, you mentioned MBAF, but we also have a strong private sector that's starting to grow, and they're going to need services as well and collaboration. And one that we rolled out last month or 2 months ago is Enzo Discoveries, which is over in Vinesta, in the Vinesta area, and they do platelet-rich plasma and stem cells for animals. So it's a veterinary product company, and they built their own laboratory. So there are those entities that choose to build. They're the exception, but they're also a great story of entrepreneurship in Manhattan and how they've used Manhattan Area Technical College graduates to staff some of their needs. They've collaborated with Kansas State University for the research and development as well as the product verification. And now K-State just announced this morning their partnership in the equine sciences, in the clinical sciences area of K-State's College of Veterinary Medicine, and how they're using some of Enzo's products to help the equine patients. So that collaboration is really strong, and that's what we want to see, where all the partners in Manhattan come together to make something special happen. Again, they had the backing to build their own laboratory. They're unique. They're a great entrepreneurial story. That is the unique part of that, though, is they built their own, and we need to supply some laboratory space in order to attract more companies like Enzo.
Have there been some cases where you've heard about some companies that have expressed interest in Manhattan but have voice concern over the lack of laboratory space?
Yes, we have, and The Chamber manages a building called the KEC, which is owned by the City of Manhattan, managed by the Chamber of Commerce. And we have several laboratories in there, and we're actually renovating the last laboratory for an out-of-town tenant. And they chose to go there because that was the only space in Manhattan. Is it perfectly ideal for their needs? No, but it's what we had available, and so we're working with them to finish that renovation right now and accommodate them. But we have other companies that are looking, and we have companies and entities in Manhattan that like to expand right now. We don't have the laboratory space for their expansion.
Very key. Very key. Something probably within and how immediate is the focus on that? Is that like something ASAP sort of thing?
Yes. It's an immediate need.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll talk more with Manhattan Area Chamber Director of Economic Development, Trent Armbrust. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.